Sup, Doc? Oh, have you heard that one before? Sorry, I guess I lose some of my charm when I'm locked up. You're cute, though. You new? Hey, we can just gloss over this therapy thing. It's like really boring, and I've heard it all before, so you can just look at my chart and make some notes. And we'll be on our way. It's not like this is my first rodeo. Okay. Fine, have it your way. My name is Ashley. I'm 22 years old. This is my fourth time in rehab. Really enjoying my stay so far. Not. I'd give my left titty to be at Omnia rolling my brains out, and instead, I am stuck night sweating 5 feet from some Britney Spears wannabe nutjob bitch. And, like, not even 1999 Britney, like 2006 Britney. Anyway, I miss blow, I miss booze, I miss dick, I miss my car, I miss my prescriptions, I miss my senile shrink in LA. Fuck, I miss LA. This place sucks. Look, I've done this runaround bullshit before, and I really don't feel like wasting anyone's time today. It's not like anything's gonna change, I promise. As soon as I get out of here, I'm gonna rack up a fat rail on some pretty boy's cock and forget all about you and your fucking clipboard and how fucking shitty I feel right now. You're not the first bright-eyed, bleeding-heart doctor to try and tell me my life's worth living drug-free. And you sure as shit won't be the last. Or maybe you will. Who knows? Mister, I've got a fucking migraine. So what the hell do I have to do to get you to stop with the psychobabble bullshit? Show you my tits? When I started using. To be honest, I'd rather show my tits than get into this shit again, but. Okay, from the top. I tried pot when I was in middle school. Guess I was like 13, 14. I wasn't doing so hot grades-wise once that started, and it wasn't like I was a genius to begin with. Stepmom number two convinced daddy that I must have that crazy ADD thing. Maybe those nifty new medicines will make me sit still and shut up. Newsflash for dad. When you give pills like that to kids who don't need them, it's essentially speed. But that felt good for a while. Kept me skinny while I grew some tits and an ass. Didn't make me smarter, but looks like I didn't really need smarts to get through high school. Tried booze at 15, blow at 16. Stayed pretty tight from partying. It's not like I needed sports to look good, or even if I did, if I wanted to get screamed at by some stupid coach for not hitting a ball right or whatever. So stupid. So that was high school. Got through by the skin of my teeth, or maybe a little bit more than that. But college doesn't work that way. You can't fuck every professor, and even if you try, there's gonna be some goody two shoes who rats on you. Turns out you can't buy credits with ass or cash, so I was fucked, essentially. You know what's messed up, though? What's really messed up is that, like, my dad knew this was happening. He had to. He knew, and he didn't do shit. No tutors, no parent-teacher conferences. He never even talked to my shrink in person. It's always about covering up my mistakes so he doesn't look bad. And it doesn't matter how big or how often I screw up. He just throws another Band-Aid on it without even looking. It's not like I'm worth that much trouble anyway. I'm as dumb as a sack of rocks. I don't have a single talent besides partying, if you can call that a talent. I mean, like, I can dance on a table and suck your dick in the parking lot, but that doesn't get me on Forbes 30 under 30, does it? He's probably so embarrassed of me. He can't even talk to me. He's probably just waiting for me to wind up dead in some hotel room. I know I am. Fucking stupid. This sucks. I hate being sober. Do you have, like, anything? I don't know anything. Like, a flask in your pocket, a gram. I know doctors. Doctors party hard. I've partied with doctors before. Your study sessions look like my Saturday. So, come on. Like, can you at least give me some pills? Fuck, dude. I don't want to feel this way. you know, I bet no one can see what we're doing in here. The whole doctor-patient confidentiality thing. We could do anything. Don't be such a fucking prude. It's not like the staff here doesn't fool around all the time. You must be, like, really new. Look, I want dick. I need dick. You've got one, and from what I can see, it's pretty decent. And, I mean, you're not, like, Hollywood handsome, but it's different. I like it. You look nice. You look good. And I think you can help me, and I'm pretty sure I can help you, too. Listen, I want to fuck. You want to be the first counselor to make any progress with me. If you get me to even mention staying sober after I get out of here, the staff is going to lose their minds. They'll go ballistic. You'll be a hero. You'll be my hero. Just help me get my dick fixed, and I'll be a fucking regular Mother Teresa, I swear. I'll work on my steps. I'll go to group. Just please, please let me have this. Okay, so you're a professional. I've dealt with professionals. You just need to be sure that what we do is worth it. So let me show you that it's worth it. You like when I dance for you? That might be the one thing I'm good at. You see me touching these full, huge titties. You can grab them if you want. Let me have a seat here. I love feeling your hard cock against my ass. Please, just let me put you in my mouth. That's it. That's it. On that dick, baby. Never had it that deep before, huh? This is just what I need. I want you to put your cock in my pussy. Come on. Rip him. Just fucking rip it. Rip it. Shove your cock in. Harder. Fuck, call me a slut, call me a fucking coke whore, please, fuck, fucking
Please call me something mean. No one's treated me like that before. I'm just so used to not being like that. That felt really good. That felt really nice. I don't want to not feel that again. I don't want to not feel close to someone because I'm scared. I want to try to be better. I want to try this time. And you know, I think I'm good at something. Who knows, maybe I'll try being a dancer.